Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. And joining us today, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning, Audrey.
And it sounds like, boy, you're just going to have quite a time. You're going to have a field day, literally.
Literally, that's right. This morning, I'd like to invite producers and anyone that's interested in native grass pasture management to attend the Bresner Pasture Field Day. The field day is scheduled for September the 6th, and it's near Yates Center. The location doesn't have an address, but across the road there is an address, and that address is 1043 100th Road, Yates Center. So we'll be right across the road from there, and the program begins at 9:30 in the morning, and it'll go till 3 or 3:30 in the afternoon. The information that's going to be shared is research that's been done there over the last 32 years. This research has been done on a 640-acre pasture that's been divided into several different pastures, and it was donated by the Bresner family that note the Bresner Pasture Field Day. So anyway, that's kind of a little bit about the pasture. The morning presentations are going to highlight or focus on past work. Then the afternoon sessions will highlight future projects or the use of technology in pasture management. So let's start off with the morning sessions. The first morning session will talk about patch burn grazing results. So we're going to look here at cattle performance as well as grass composition and whether there were any changes. The second presentation, we'll look at stalker cattle performance. We're going to look at either half season or three quarter season grazing. So that's going to affect performance. Let's see if it does or not. Let's see what happens. We're also going to talk about fall grazing of native range. And then the last of the morning presentations will be utilizing sheep to control Cerisa lespidiza. When that's all done, we will also hear about a recent study. The most recent study is a 5-year study looking at pasture burn dates. So we're looking at March burns versus April burns. And in addition to that, we're also going to look at the use of essential oils in minerals. So the study was to look at the effect of cattle performance, fly populations, and then pasture grass composition or change in plant diversity in that pasture. So that's the morning and over lunch. The afternoon sessions will highlight technology. We're going to look at remote monitoring of water for cattle. We're going to look at drone technology for pasture and cattle monitoring. Where are they at? Are they all there? More than that, we're also going to look about biomass on pastures, those kind of things. And we're also going to have one of our weather people come down. They're going to talk about weather forecasting tools that we can use for the livestock producer. So once again, the field day is set for September the 6th. Across the road from 1043 100th Road Yates Center, we'll start at 9:30 in the morning. Reservations are required for a meal, and I'm sure it's going to be a good meal. So please make your reservations to the Southwind Extension District Yates Center office at 620-625-8620, and please do that by August the 30th. One more time on that phone number, 620-625-8620. Hope to see you there, and until then, stay safe.
That sounds like a good time. And you've done several of these in the past. How long have you been doing this?
Well, this is on this particular field, I think they've had four past field days that went back to the mid-90s. Okay. So, the Bresner pasture has been going for quite some time, and hopefully it'll continue to have good research come out of there.
I liked what you were saying earlier about how you're actually fairly self-sufficient on this pasture, self-sustaining, actually. Mm-hmm. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, the university doesn't give us dollars to maintain fences and to do these kind of things. So we have a Bresner pasture group that is partially producers, partially extension people, and we sit there, we rent the pasture out, and whoever rents the pasture, they sign a thing saying we can use their cattle in any research that takes place during that time. And we've not had any issues doing that. And so that raises our money. Then we can go back, take that money, and make any repairs, those kind of things that we needed to do to fences, watering systems, that kind of stuff.
It's kind of like being in a medical clinical trial. Everybody gets something out of it and everybody contributes.
Right.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for coming in. It's always nice to see you and looking forward to hearing about how this field day goes.
All right. Sounds good.
We'll see you next time.
Yep.
Coming up Monday, Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond.